Well, as more and more international journalists and foreign journalists get thrown out of China, it's getting harder to get independent news from that country. Last year, you remember the ABC's China correspondent, Bill Birtles, left China in a hurry after a midnight knock on the door. And now there are concerns for the future of the BBC's China Bureau, which is facing a sustained attack from the Chinese Communist Party. Isabel Rowe has more to tell us. Hello, Isabel.
Hi, Franya. Things are looking a little bit bleak for the BBC in China after their broadcasting licence was cancelled last month. It's been sparked by a couple of things. Firstly, last month, the BBC aired a story about systemic rape in China's re-education camps for Uyghur women, an ethnic minority persecuted in China.
Now, women in China's so-called re-education camps have been systematically raped and tortured.
Tassanai Zaiwudin is reliving a story she can barely bring herself to tell.
This was the offending report, which had first-hand accounts from several women of terrible treatment, and it angered Chinese authorities, who have denied that they are keeping people in these re-education camps. And on top of that, the second and apparently final straw for China appeared to be a decision from the British broadcasting regulator 2 days later, when it banned Chinese state media channel CGTN from broadcasting in the UK. And so a few weeks ago, Chinese officials banned the BBC from broadcasting in China altogether. You just can't get the channel on the TV there anymore. And this was one of the more serious moves over the last few months in what many believe is a concerted campaign to discredit the BBC as fake news. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute has recently done an analysis of this campaign, highlighting the CCP's use of social media to show international audiences in particular what it really thinks of Western media. There's been a series of quite bizarre videos put together. One of them appears to be made by Chinese news organisation China Daily and calls it an investigation, in which they accuse the BBC of using particular camera angles and editing tricks to wrongly portray China as a country that promotes forced labour. Here's some of it.
Extraordinary effort to stop this document.
Fake news. The BBC is twisting the facts.
What? Did you say BBC is making things up?
Yeah, check out this video report on Xinjiang. They obviously didn't do a complete investigation. I guess the media forums are correct. BBC stands for Biased Broadcasting Corporation. They only report on China when they can make up some controversy, especially when it comes to Xinjiang.
Super weird. And the
factual?
Yeah, the astonishing thing with these attacks is that the anti-BBC videos are being shared by official diplomats. So previously, diplomats were just that. They were diplomatic. But there's a new style of the diplomacy being used where Chinese officials are openly criticising BBC reporters personally and their work on social media. And here's another one of those videos created as what China Daily is calling its Media Unlocked series, targeting Western media in general for the portrayal of China as the instigator of the COVID-19 pandemic.
At a time when responsible journalism is required to inform the public, many of these renowned international outlets have run irresponsible stories on the outbreak featuring rumors, discrimination, and even racism. We will take you into what has become just as much an epidemic as the virus itself, that of xenophobia in the media.
So analysis by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute has found that the BBC was mentioned 48 times by Chinese state media Twitter accounts in the first 6 weeks of this year. The affiliated accounts have also seized on any reports from the UK about a local stuff-up at the BBC or local distrust of them. The point of all of this, of course, is to create the impression among the Chinese population that negative reports about China's treatment of minorities are wrong, and it does raise the question about the future of the BBC staff who are still in China. Jamie Angus, who's the director of the BBC World Service, told CNN last month that there were still ways for Chinese residents to get around this BBC ban, although they're getting a bit harder to manage.
Of course, you can always access BBC digital services with some kind of VPN setup, but China itself are making that harder and harder too, and access to our digital services in English and in Mandarin have been increasingly blocked over the last 18 months too. Of course, for decades previous to that, China blocked shortwave radio broadcasts into the country, so it's really been very, very difficult for Chinese citizens to receive the BBC's international services.
And just finally, Fran, there's been some recent issues in Australia too. The SBS, until recently, has broadcasted CGTN and CCTV news bulletins into Australia for Chinese language speakers here. But late last week, the SBS said it had got a human rights complaint and that it had to stop rebroadcasting these bulletins until further notice. And the complaint says that those TV stations have been broadcasting false confessions from people in those re-education camps, in an effort to show that they weren't wrongfully imprisoned. And now CGTN, in response, is claiming the SBS never really had the right to broadcast their content at all, and it's investigating their deal with the broadcaster. So interesting.
Is that
times.
I wasn't sacked, I quit?
Yes, basically.
Okay, Isabel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Isabel Rowe.